did they kill him?
I'm not sure.
Huh. Why didn't you just kill me?
Your punishment must be more severe.
Do you think he's coming back?
I don't know.
You should be as afraid of him as I am.
I won't bury you. I've buried enough members of the Wayne family.
Okay, here's the deal. The hype surrounding The Dark Knight Rises is easily as much as surrounded The Dark Knight 40 years ago. Unfortunately, while the hype is well-deserved, this finale in Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy doesn't quite live up to its predecessor. The story takes place 8 years after The Dark Knight, when Batman is pulled out of retirement to defeat an apparently superhuman foe who plans to make Gotham crumble. Of course, there's a lot more going on for the 2 hours and 45 minutes of running time, but that's the basic gist. There are some great things in The Dark Knight Rises, like some excellent action sequences and fantastic acting, for the most part at least. Also, it does give a satisfying end to the Nolan trilogy. However, the film suffers from Nolan's ego, which conjures up an overly long film with a bloated script that tries to do too much with too many characters. Unlike The Dark Knight, this film drags, mercilessly at times, and loses focus before throwing out some painfully amateurish and obvious plot points. Still, it's one of the better Batman movies we've seen in the last 20 years. It's just a huge step down from the last film. The Dark Knight Rises gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.